What many viewed as a cold-blooded killing the night of July 14th terrified the small Quijack River village, and even more so when state troopers did not take 20-year-old Peterson into custody. From the start of the investigation, Peterson was adamant that he and 37-year-old Koloki had gotten into a fight, that Koloki was drunk, and that Koloki and his girlfriend were staying as guests in Peterson's house. He spoke with KDLG about the incident just days after it occurred.
First thing I thought to myself was, don't be afraid to defend yourself. Don't be afraid to defend yourself. You know, there's laws that protect you, especially inside your own house. So, I defended myself.
Peterson used a throwing knife to stab Koloki once in the back, once in the side, and once in the chest. Koloki stumbled out of the house, collapsed, and eventually died. Peterson called 911 himself to report the incident, then calmly went to a neighbor's house and joined in a game of Scrabble, not saying a word about what had just happened. Two state troopers arrived a few hours later and began an investigation that was not completed until last week.
First of all, I can say that it's a tremendously tragic event. There's just no two ways about that.
That's Anchorage District Attorney Rick Allen, who made the call not to charge Peterson. Allen credits the state troopers, medical examiner, and Assistant District Attorney Allison O'Leary for conducting a thorough investigation. Last week, Allen and his team sat down with all of the available facts in hand.
We had a round table of some of the most senior prosecutors in the state, along with some law enforcement, to really discuss the case and go through and make sure we're not missing anything, and to come to the conclusion.
And the conclusion, says Allen, was that the state could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Peterson did not act in self-defense. Ellis Koloki was staying at Peterson's house. Peterson had wounds consistent with the two having been in a fight. Koloki was intoxicated, and Peterson was sober, and authorities only have Peterson's version of events.
In this situation, there are no other witnesses to the events, and there is evidence that supports Mr. Peterson's version of the events. And there's really no evidence that we have that would refute his version of the events. And if the events occurred the way that he says that they occurred, then the doctrine of self-defense applies.
And Peterson should not be charged, says Allen. Still, some complain that these decisions ought to be left to a jury. Some who know S. George Peterson well believe that what happened was no accident and that he had more or less premeditated a self-defense killing. State troopers even looked into that. But Allen, who was formerly a part of the team that worked to free the Fairbanks Four, says it is the prosecutor's job to seek justice, not just convictions.
Different DAs might give you different answers on this, but I feel strongly that if we as prosecutors don't believe that a defendant is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, we should not try to convince 12 citizens that that person is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. That's how innocent people go to prison.
Rick Allen sent a 4-page letter to the Alaska State Troopers in Bristol Bay, detailing the reasons why the case would not be prosecuted, and Koloki's family was contacted as well with the news that the case is now closed. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.